Anthony Smith, professor of ethnicity and nationalism at the London School of Economics, in Chosen Peoples, Sacred Sources of National Identity, agrees in limiting this post-Reformation syndrome in Europe to the British Isles and the Netherlands. Outside Europe, he includes the United States, Afrikaner, Dutch South Africa, and the latter-day Zionist reprise of ancient Israel. A third scholar, Canadian historian Donald Akinson, in God's Peoples, concentrates on the force of covenant and land in South Africa, Israel, and Ulster. We should note a coincidence. Or is it one? The three Protestant Hebraic analogy and covenanting cultures, Dutch, British, and then American, just happened to produce the three successive leading world economic powers of the 17th through 21st centuries. All opened their doors to religious refugees and their commercial skills, Protestant French Huguenots and Flemings, as well as Jews, an inflow that fertilized local economies and reinforced already strong national interests in the Holy Lands. Obviously, claiming covenant has been a potent self-conception. If any unusual lobby has guided Dutch, British, and U.S. attentions, clergy and readers of Scripture must have been in the van. The disseminating nations were England, Scotland, and Holland. The Boers of colonial South Africa, in turn, drew on the 17th century Dutch Reformed psychologies explained by Sharma, which were reconfigured by 19th and 20th century geography and events. The 1834 to 1838 Great Trek took the Boers away from the British-ruled Cape of Good Hope and northward to independence in the soon-to-be Orange Free State and Transvaal. This exodus, to Smith, became the central myth and epic of later generations of Afrikaans speakers, particularly among adherents of the Dutch Reformed Church. The wanderings of the Boers from British oppression to the freedom of a promised land on the High Veld echoed, indeed, reenacted, it seemed, the biblical story of the deliverance of the Israelites from Egypt. Just as the Lord had saved the Israelites from Pharaoh's hosts and from Midianites and Amalekites and caused them to cross the Jordan, so had he miraculously delivered the Boer voortrekkers from danger and defeat at the hands of the British imperialists and the Ndebele and Zulu warriors. The covenant made in 1838 was celebrated, repeated, and commemorated by Afrikanerdom at various later dates, 1864, 1881, 1903, 1910, 1938, and so on. That renewal has lapsed, to be sure, because of the collapse of South Africa's white politics and apartheid regime beginning in the late 1980s. End of Disc 5.